I'm John Moenkel with Radio On The Go Sports for Friday, September 22nd. Here's what happened on Thursday in football. Number 1 in 1A, Grundy Center beat Columbus Catholic 21-14. In volleyball, AGWSR swept South Tama 3-0. Clarion Goldfield Dows beat Clear Lake 3-1. Humboldt beat Hampton Dumont Cal 3-2. Algona beat Iowa Falls Alden 3-1. West Fork swept Diagonal 2-0. In cross country at the Sam Iverson Invitational at Grundy Center, the Spartan boys were the team champion, including first and second place by Caden Lynch and Emerson Vokes, respectively. The Spartan girls finished in fifth place. Applington Parkersburg's girls finished in seventh place. The boys did not compete. South Hardin's boys placed ninth, and the girls placed 11th. Find full results at radioonthego.com. At the Central Springs Invite, on the boys' side, North Butler placed third, West Fork was fifth. Hampton Dumont Cal was ninth. Girls' team results, Hampton Dumont Cal placed fifth, West Fork was seventh. Find full cross-country results at radioonthego.com. Here's what's happening today, football week 5. AGWSR will be at South Winneshiek. Applington Parkersburg will be at number 5 in 1A Denver on 99 The Wave. Belmont Clummy will host Newman Catholic. Clarion Goldfield Dows will be at Estherville Lincoln Central. Number 9 in 8-man Clarksville will be at Turkey Valley. Number 8 in 1A Dyke, New Hartford will host Central Springs. Number 6 in 3A Hampton Dumont Cal will be at Humboldt on 104.9 KLMJ. Iowa Falls Alden will be at Vinton Shelsburg. North Butler will be at BCLUW. South Hardin will host East Marshall. And West Fork will host number 5 in Class A, West Hancock. The number 1 in 1A Grundy Center football team took an early lead and held on during a wild finish for a 21-14 win at Waterloo Columbus Thursday. After a scoreless first quarter, Grundy Center had the Sailors backed up near their own end zone in the second quarter. As Columbus's quarterback was about to be sacked for a safety, he threw a pass that hit a lineman and was deflected back into the end zone, and Tiernan Vokes caught it for a touchdown. The defensive battle continued through the end of the first half, and the Spartans held a 7-0 lead at halftime. The Sailors missed a 31-yard field goal attempt in the third quarter, and it was still 7-0 going into the fourth. With 9:34 left in the fourth quarter, the Sailors were looking for the tie with a first and goal at the Spartan 3-yard line. On a sweep to the right, defensive back Colin Gordon jarred the ball free and scooped it up for a 92-yard touchdown return, doubling the lead to 14-0. Columbus responded on the next drive to make it 14-7 on an 11-yard jet sweep by Miles Gardner, but the Spartans answered with a 1-yard touchdown run by Gordon to make it 21-7. With 2:38 left in regulation, Columbus scored for the final time on a 9-yard touchdown pass from Carter Locker to Nick Hagerty. On the next drive, the Spartans gained the necessary first downs and ran out the clock for the win. Grundy Center is now 5-0 overall and 2-0 in district play. They'll host South Hardin next week for homecoming. The Applington Parkersburg football team will play its first district road game tonight at number 5 in 1A Denver. After a humbling home loss last week, the Falcons will go for their first district win of the year as the playoff picture continues to develop. AP is 2-2 overall and 0-1 in district play after last week's loss to number 2 in 1A, MFL Marmac. Head coach Alex Pollock says his team is working through some key injuries and a tough strength of schedule, but knows that with hard work, they'll put themselves in a good position as the season progresses.
We keep telling our guys, you know, just keep battling, keep working hard in practice every day, and the wins are going to happen. You know, I think by the end of the district season, by the end of the season, we're not going to be the only team that's going to be dinged up. I think it's just the way it is, you know, and we've got more kids, total kids on our team than pretty much everybody in our district, if not all of 1A. So like, we've got the bodies, we just got to get healthy again. And if we can do that, I think we're going to set ourselves up for some good quality wins as the season goes on. So stick with it, you know, keep battling, and good things are going
to
happen.
The Falcons will look to continue leaning on the experience of quarterback Gavin Thomas, whom Pollock has spoken highly of throughout a midseason transition to a shotgun offense. Senior Ty Luring has found his way onto the field and rushed 8 times for 25 yards last week. Defensively, the Falcons will look for continued high production by the linebackers against a run-heavy Denver offense after Cooper Hoff secured a team-high 6.5 tackles last week. Denver is 4-0 overall and 1-0 in the district after beating Central Springs 42-6 last week. Cyclone running back Micah Greer has over 700 rushing yards this year, including a season-high 213 yards and 2 touchdowns last week. The team has only attempted 35 passes, including 5 touchdowns and no interceptions. Pollock says forcing the Cyclones to operate behind the sticks early will be a key.
It really comes down to first down, I think. I think first down, you know, if you can limit the run, get them in second and longer situations, then you've got some options. You know, if they're getting 7-8 yards on first down, you're in trouble. And they're just going to do that there all the way down the field. I think Denver is unique in that they will patiently just continue to run the ball down the field on you. They're not going to try to break a big one deep if they don't have to. They've attempted 34 passes on the season, which is not a huge number, but 5 touchdowns out of those 34 attempts, no interceptions, that's a pretty good deal. You know, you have to stop the run. I mean, that's all that it comes down to.
The Falcons snapped a 3-game series losing streak with a 21-0 home win last year. Tonight's game will air on 99 The Wave. The Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show will begin at 6:15 p.m., followed by the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. The number 8 and 1A Dyke New Hartford football team will look to remain unbeaten in district play when it hosts Central Springs in tonight's homecoming game. The Wolverines enter 2-2 overall and 1-0 in district play after a road win over Sumner Fredericksburg last week. The 24-14 win was the team's highest scoring output so far and the first game decided by multiple possessions. Head coach Don Betts says his team may be known for grinding out wins and the offense is making strides.
We may not be the most explosive team in the world, although we do have some kids that we're starting to get on track for that. But we really have been able to grind the ball out and grind wins out in our two wins that we've had against two really good football teams. And quite honestly, they just came up short against a couple other really good teams on our schedule. So I think that blue collar work ethic is the identity of this team. What we have to do to win games this year is just grind stuff out, but I'm real pleased with what we've got right now, what we've seen.
A balanced rushing attack is led by Noah Borcherding's 80 carries for 358 yards and 2 scores. Carson Costello and Devin Lutz are the leaders of a large receiving core with multiple weapons. The Panthers are 1-3 overall and 0-1 in district play after a 42-6 loss at number 5 in 1A Denver last week. With several multi-year skill position starters, they've racked up some impressive offensive production. A 3-man rushing attack has produced 5.5 yards per carry, and the passing game was effective against Denver. Betts says Central Springs has the potential to be explosive.
They probably have one of the better teams that they've had in several years. They bring a lot of kids back from last year, and they scored points on us last year. Obviously took it on the chin to a really good Denver team, but we're going to have to be ready to play. We don't have the margin for error where we can just show up and expect to win. Our kids are going to have to roll up their sleeves and they come out and play tough, hard-nosed football on Friday night if we want to be able to get a win.
Dyke New Hartford has won all 5 games in the series, including a 67-34 home win last year. The game will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Gunderson Sports Complex. The South Hardin football team will host East Marshall for homecoming tonight with a chance to remain unbeaten in district play. The Tigers are 2-2 overall and open district play with a 28-21 win at Alburnett last week. They'll look to continue leaning on the powerful running of junior Jackson Drury, who has rushed for over 100 yards in each game except the season opener. Sophomore quarterback Peyton Welch has piloted the offense and completed 63% of his passes with 5 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. East Marshall is 1-3 overall and 0-1 in district play after a 49-0 home loss to number 1 and 1A Grundy Center last week. The Mustangs have not won more than 2 games in a season since 2017. Despite the odds being in his team's favor, South Hardin head coach Nick Eller says it's a game where his team needs to set the tone and take care of business.
Definitely got to take care of business, East Marshall. Definitely a game that guys can look past. Can't do that. Get ready for a big homecoming game to try and get us into the win-loss column ahead of it and set us up for a big game to the next week.
South Hardin is 12-2 all-time against East Marshall and has won 5 straight in the series. The Tigers won 53-20 in Le Grand last year. The game will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. It'll be as close to a must-win situation as it can be in Week 5 for the AGWSR football team when it travels to South Winneshiek for a district clash tonight. With only tougher teams remaining on the schedule after this week, a win would keep the Cougars within striking distance of a playoff berth. The Cougars are 1-3 overall and 1-2 in district play after a 42-7 home loss to number 6 in Class A Nashua Plainfield last week. The team struggled establishing a run game and was marred by penalties. However, the passing game had its best production so far, as Colin Willems was 6 of 17 for 82 yards and an interception. Head coach James Cope says inconsistency has been the biggest factor to the 1-3 start.
There's never been a game we've looked at this year in our three losses that there weren't positive plays. I mean, what we're struggling doing so far in our three losses is stringing the positive plays together enough times that you can have success on the scoreboard.
The Warriors are 1-3 overall and 0-2 in district play and earned their only win so far in last week's 27-20 triumph at Mason City Newman. As a whole, the Warriors have one of the least productive offenses in the district. Cope says it's an opportunity for his team to improve and keep working toward its goals.
Southwind has had some struggles this year too so far, so, you know, we'll have to put our best foot forward and, you know, just keep plugging forward. I mean, the only thing I told our kids is they've got to keep fighting. And as long as you keep fighting, whether it's on the football field or in life, things will at some point turn around and start being more positive. But if you can't quit. And so I don't think we have the type of kids that will do that. And, you know, we just got to keep moving forward.
It'll be the first ever meeting between the programs. Action will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. in Calmer. The North Butler football team will battle for their second district win at BCLUW tonight. The Bearcats are 3-1 overall and 1-1 in district play after a 19-0 loss at home to Wapsie Valley last week. Head coach Jordan Vanderloop says North Butler needs to be disciplined defensively and balanced offensively in the matchup with the Comets.
They got some powerful runners, great quarterback, so we have to come in and stay disciplined and make sure each of our guys are doing their job. We got to come out and stay balanced. We just need to come out and play our own game. We're usually a ground-and-pound team, and since we got some different talent back there now, we can open it up in the air a little bit more and stay, you know, a little more balanced. So that's always great to have. We can't just be one-dimensional with them, and we need to make sure that we're spreading the ball out so they can't just key on one player.
North Butler's depth and talent in the running game has produced 905 rushing yards, and 10 players have had carries this year. They're led by senior running back Tanner Arges with 264 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns, and sophomore quarterback Brody Wangsness has 209 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. The Bearcats have been balanced defensively with 9 players over 10 tackles, led by Arges's 37. Vanderloop says the depth and variety of talent at running back has been significant.
We got a bunch of backs that come in, each with their own strength. It's nice to have that. We got, you know, Tanner, he's one of our seniors, one of our leaders of it. He's kind of our little shifty one. Colton Becker, we got him back and healthy again. He's a little more of a downhill runner. And then, you know, we got Clayton Townsley, who's got some great top speed. Jack Soren is one that can go out and make plays as well. And we're finding more backs to get in our rotation to give them guys a break and a breather at times too. So each one of them brings their own strength and their own unique set of talents and skills to the table, so that's always great to have.
BCLUW is 0-4 overall and 0-2 in district play after falling to North Tama 36-6 last week. The Comets are led by senior receiver Cale Keller with 126 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns. They've struggled offensively, averaging 1 touchdown per game, and they've given up 25 points per game over the last 3 games. BCLUW won last year's meeting 23-12 in Green. Action will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. The number 9 and 8-man Clarksville football team will play its final non-district game of the season tonight at Turkey Valley. The Indians are 5-0 overall after a 68-14 win at Tripola last week, where they amassed over 400 yards on offense while scoring a season-high point total. Senior running back McCade Bloker enters the game with 806 rushing yards, the most in 8-player. His 907 all-purpose yards are the 5th most in 8-player. Defensively, Kyvan Keelman's 50 tackles are the 2nd most in 8-player. Turkey Valley is 3-1 and has scored 50 or more points in 3 straight games, including a 76-25 win over Central El Cader last week. Clarksville head coach Darren Boland says a key to slowing down the high-powered offense is containing running back Oliver Schmidt, whose 916 all-purpose yards are the 4th most in 8-player.
He's a great ball player. He's a hard runner. He's fast, and we're definitely going to have 8 guys around the football when he has it in his hands, and our guys know that, and we just have to play our best and do our job and take care of our responsibility. If we can do that, I think we'll be in good position.
Clarksville is 0-5 all-time against Turkey Valley, including a 44-32 home loss last year. The kickoff is scheduled for 7 o'clock p.m. in Jackson Junction. That's it for this edition of Radio On The Go Sports. Find more at radioonthego.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Moenkel reporting.